altogether than, you know, having to buy a small product over and over again. And then also avoiding fast fashion and online shopping. Most fast fashion, like Shein, Temu, those type of websites, a lot of times it's really poor quality, and about 80% of the clothing that comes from these websites actually end up in landfills. The workers typically aren't paid adequate wages, and the manufacturing and shipping process creates a lot of extra waste, especially these fast fashion and online shopping
What kind of fashion
places.
you calling it?
It's called fast fashions.
Fast?
Yeah, it's kind of a term that's been coined for like clothing trends that go by really, really quickly. So there's a
What
lot
the
of websites that are known
Okay.
for kind of picking up on these kind of micro trends,
Yeah.
but they tend to make them really poor quality because they know that the you know you're not going to need it for very long. So inevitably, a lot of it just ends up in landfills, Goodwills, things like that.
You want that's disposable fashion,
Yes, it
which
is.
is not good because a lot of it's probably not biodegradable,
Yes,
and
exactly. A
it
lot of it
doesn't
is,
go to
yeah,
recycling.
is made of very poor
I'll have to remember
materials.
that fast fashion.
Yeah, there's
Okay.
a lot of good info on it online. And some other sustainable tips are to start, if you're someone who likes to pack your own lunch, get reusable lunchware, like a reusable lunchbox, reusable bottle, containers, even plates, silverware, things like that, and avoid using single-use Ziploc bags. And you can even pack reusable napkins, as well to avoid that waste. And then also switching to digital resources when you can. A lot of times schools will offer, especially colleges, you can do a paper book or a digital book. So try to opt for the digital option when you can, or taking notes online when you can. If you can't use notes online, there's always recycled paper options as well. Another option is taking the bus or carpooling. If you live in a neighborhood with a bunch of friends, you can create a carpool schedule. This will save you all money on gas, and it's better for the planet. And you can also join your school's environmental club or something similar to that, and help make an impact for the planet through that. And then I have a couple other tips that are for kind of the dorm college people. So for your dorm essentials, always try to shop if you can on like Facebook Marketplace, thrift stores, or even asking friends or family first for dorm materials, because a lot of times this stuff is only getting used for like 1, 2, 3, 4 years. It is in pretty good condition. And then also switching to laundry detergent sheets and dryer balls can save a lot of room in your dorm and save you money. And then keeping a small stash of reusable dinnerware in your dorm that you can bring to the dining hall with you, keep in your dorm, can help you reduce your waste. And also educating your dorm mates and your neighbors about your sustainable habits goes a long way.
Be a leader, not a follower, on your
Yeah,
dorm. Be careful, they
exactly.
may make you an RA, resident assistant.
They might.
Yeah, I had three nieces that did that all through college. I can't remember the dorm RA when I was at Western, I think he probably might remember my name, but I don't remember
Hey, that happens sometimes.
Well, that's pretty cool. I hadn't thought about, back to school, but
Yeah.
being but a very interesting time to talk about the principles and the values of your organization.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we try to keep it relevant when we can.
Anything else we got on the list?
No, not really. Just
Okay.
to wrap it up, my conclusion is, you know, while school years can typically call for new shoes, clothes, and supplies, try to make this year your greenest yet by avoiding unnecessary purchases, being wise with the purchases you do make, and maintaining eco-friendly habits. And don't forget that our 20th anniversary celebration is Friday, November 14th from 6 to 9 at Nazareth, and the 1,000 Hours Challenge Outside Challenge still has a couple weeks left until September 1st to submit your hours.
Now, do you post your back to school tips on your website?
Yes, there should
Okay.
be a Facebook post going up tomorrow
Okay,
with them.
okay.
Yep, and we also on our website, we have a resources tab, and under that tab, we usually link all the recordings of our radio segment when we
Okay.
have them, so you can find that archive on our website as well.
Okay. All right. Trying to think. So, tell us physically where you are and remind us of the website also.
Yeah. So I'm with New Pioneers for a Sustainable Future. Our office is located in Springfield, but we serve Nelson, Marion, and Washington counties. Our mission is to promote sustainability in rural communities with education, demonstration, and advocacy efforts. And this is our 20th year of doing this. So our 20th anniversary celebration is Friday, November 14th from 6 to 9 p.m. in the Banner Room of the Sisters of Charity of Nazareth Mother House. Okay. And there's more info about that at newpioneers.org.
And your office is in Springfield is
yes.
associated with, in the building with?
We are in the same building as the city of Springfield. If you're looking at their front door, mm-hmm. we have our own door to the okay. left of them. Okay. But it's the same address.
Same address.
Yep.
That's what I was thinking.
Yep.
Okay. Well, Ivory, thank you very much.
Yeah,
and,
thank you.
We certainly appreciate you coming by. We do this once a month. And,
yep.
But again, we got a real good advance notice on your big anniversary celebration coming up. And we'll remind everybody about that.
Thank you.
All right. That's Ivory Sullenberger. It is, of course, the New Pioneers for a Sustainable Future. And we do this the second Wednesday of the
yep.
month?
Yes.
I've got her now where she knows to send me a reminder. But I appreciate it very, very much. All right. Well, we'll continue on with the Hometown Mornings Overtime Edition here on WBRT Radio in just a moment. We've got birthdays and anniversaries and things of that nature coming up and some more interesting, well, we hope you think interesting stuff coming up also. Back in a moment.
Let me ask you something, partner. What are you doing for lunch? Surely you can do better than one of those